oftentimes when you're watching a movie, say like Legend of Bagger Vance with Will Smith, or Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey, Song of the South with Uncle Remus, the Uncle Remus character. A lot of times you have this white male protagonist that's like on his way to save the world or, you know, whatever it is. But there's this kindly old, oftentimes an old black man that's guiding him along the way. And you see him a lot of times in American films in particular. And it's this really weird trope. to me, I found it funny. Or not, funny may be the wrong word, but just like an opportunity to use comedy to kind of point out this way that we choose to portray like African-American men and perhaps like the way that white America sees black people just in general.
You must be Bruce. I've been expecting you.
This is hilarious. So you're the boss and the electrician and the janitor.
Must be a killer Christmas party. Don't get drunk, though. One of you might need a ride home.
You always were funny, Bruce. Just like your father.
What do you think it says that the black man may be the sidekick? One way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. But I understand where it may seem very condescending that, you know, the black character is put in there to help the white guy ultimately achieve saving the world or some other such feat. And yet, when I think of Morgan Freeman, I think of how he's been cast in the role of God. And I also wonder if that isn't a tribute and it's not meant to be anything tokenistic.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever meant to be, well, not ever, but a lot of times I don't think it's meant to be condescending. But even if he is playing the character of God, or if he's like a kindly old slave, you know, whatever the movie situation may be, they're still not really full people. You know, they're still not really full characters. You know, to me, oftentimes when you see that character, what you're seeing at the end of the day is a black man who his sole purpose is to make sure that this white guy gets what he wants.
Nomex survival suit for advanced infantry. Kevlar bi-weave, reinforced joints.
Terror resistant.
This sucker will stop a knife.
Bulletproof.
Anything but a straight shot.
Why didn't they put it into production?
Bean counters didn't think a soldier's life was worth 300 grand. So, what's your interest in it, Mr. Wayne?
I want to borrow it for spelunking.
Spelunking?
Yeah, you know, cave diving.
You're expecting to run into much gunfire in these caves?
Look, I'd rather Mr. Earl didn't know about me borrowing.
Mr. Wayne, the way I see it, all of this stuff is yours.
I think Bruce Almighty's like 2003. So maybe mm-hmm. the 2003 version of it is just like, hey, man, it's not bad. We made him God. Or like in Batman Begins, it's just like, hey, man, it's not bad that Morgan Freeman is a magic Negro in this character. He runs the company. But it's Bruce Wayne's story. It's still Jim Carrey's story, you know? And so to me, I think that's an important distinction.
And how does your show lead us to realize those distinctions, or that it may not be flattering?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a good question. It's a mix of the two. So sometimes I'm showing depictions that are not flattering. So the host of the show is the magic Negro character, you know, so not necessarily Morgan Freeman, but he kind of like embodies a combination of all those different examples that you've seen. And so just like in the movies, he's guiding the audience through the show, but rather than kind of like guiding like the white protagonist through like a movie, he's showing the audience, the magic Negro character is showing the audience different ways that we've seen black people in media, or black men rather, in the media, and seeing how it's just like, oh, why do we constantly show them in this light?
And some of that no doubt has to do with guilt.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. One of the sketches is called White Guilt, so I embody the character of White Guilt, yeah.
Talk some more about that.
Sure, of course. So White Guilt, when you hear about it, or at least the way that I address it in the show, is kind of like this feeling of guilt or of embarrassment that white people may have for being white and perhaps their role and contribution to the current racial structure that, you know, we have in this country. And so I have a sketch that kind of like addresses that by pointing out different ways or different moments in time when they maybe feel that, and kind of ask like, well, why are you feeling those things? And the reason I do that in the show, I guess, is because it seems like people are very afraid to admit that they could potentially be racist. To call someone racist, it seems like to be like the ultimate insult, when I feel, and there are all these debates about like whether or not something that was said was racist, mm-hmm. or whether or not a person was racist. And to me, I feel like racism is kind of like everywhere. I feel like everyone has the capability to be racist, you know? And so if that's a given and you just can admit that, then I feel like you can start having an important discussion. And so I think sometimes feelings of white guilt are sort of like a barrier to those discussions.
So. Albeit with the best of intentions.
Correct. Yeah, and that's kind of how I try to play that character in the
sketch.
And
that, you know, that probably accounts for the idea of the magic Negro. So these are very weighty subjects that you explore within your comedy, yeah. And there's certainly precedent in comedy for this. What is the power of comedy to address such weighty issues?
I think when you just bring up race as a topic on its own, just like in conversation or in a show, people tend to immediately tense up. And I think that tension makes it more difficult for them to pay attention or to listen. Or if they are listening, they're in a certain state of mind. Maybe not as receptive to new things. But I've noticed for anything, not just race, if you are laughing at something, you tend to be able to pay attention to it more, or you can be more accepting of whatever is being talked about. So the show tries to play with raising tension and breaking it, breaking tension, raising tension. It's kind of that going back and forth all the time.
I love how you start with Black History Month. The whole idea of Black History Month, which you address with humor, also connects to that white guilt. But wait, are we honoring or are we condescending?
Mm-hmm. I use a clip from Morgan Freeman. He's talking about Black History Month.
I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history. How are we going to get rid of racism and stop talking about it? I'm going to stop calling you a white man. And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman. You're going to say, well, I know this white guy named Mike Wallace. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, whoa, cool your jets, Morgan. Let me take it over from here. I think that we can afford to talk about race just one more time. It's me, the Magic Negro. Welcome to the show.
And so it kind of goes to that wrestling that we all do, where, you know, you want to have a way to honor African Americans and make sure that it is covered, because previously it was not. But then why can't things be seen as equal? And it's just like, well, because, you know, they haven't been equal. And so it's just like, what's the right way to present it?
So you have riffing on the original scholars and achievers whom Morgan Freeman first mentions. You riff on the first black person to use a 3D printer.
Yeah.
And some of these other absurd things that maybe we don't stop to think about, but would you like to see Black History Month done away with?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think that there's a benefit to it. I guess the way that I see it is like, if that's the only time people talk about it, you know, I'd rather they talk about it than not.
Well, I wish you the best of luck taking this on the road.
Oh, thanks.
Mark Kendall, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for me as well. I really appreciate it.